Unit 9. Sports. Nine A. Exercise 2. Page 90.
Kicking out homelessness. In 2001, Mel Young met his friend Harold Schmid. Mel and Harold both ran magazines that helped homeless people. But the men didn't talk about magazines that day. They talked about football. Mel and Harold's idea was to hold a homeless World Cup. The first competition took place in Graz, Austria, in 2003. Now, it happens every year and over 70 national teams take part. Players have to train hard for months and the experience can change their lives, even if they don't win. The competition isn't only about sport. For the players, it's more about working together than playing against each other. Dennis Koopmans, a homeless footballer from the Netherlands, said that at the Homeless World Cup, everyone is equal, everyone understands each other. Mel Young says it's also about changing the way ordinary people think about homelessness. These are not homeless people when they play, they are footballers, he says. The effects of the Homeless World Cup last long after the final goal of the competition. Research shows that over 70% of players change their lives forever. For some, that means finding their families again. For others, that means finding a job or even a home.